Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the second week of Eastertide, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is providing pastoral care for the retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Making the Impossible Inevitable.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon, Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This story of the feeding of the 5,000 is critical in the life and mission of Jesus, or so it seems, given the fact that all 4 Gospels include it. In John's Gospel, given to us today, it is considered the 4th sign of Jesus. These signs include turning water into wine, healing the official's son, healing the paralytic, feeding the 5,000, walking on water, healing the blind man, and raising Lazarus. These signs are highlighted to reveal Jesus' divinity as the Messiah and Son of God, leading readers to faith. So, what is happening in this account? Jesus and his disciples are gathered on the side of a mountain, and as they look out, they see a crowd coming toward them. No doubt the crowd included many who wanted healing, and there were others who were curious and or hungry for the word they knew they would hear. It's interesting that it is Jesus himself who thinks of feeding the people, not only with the word and with his healing ministry, but with real food. He asked Philip where they can obtain enough food for all these people. He asked Philip, but we're told that Jesus already knew what he would do. He apparently had a plan in mind. The people were told to sit down on the grass as Jesus was offered the paltry lunch of a boy from the crowd, 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, along with the famous question, "But what good are these for so many?" Think about that. How often do we ask that question in different ways? How often do we ourselves consider what we have to be inadequate, not enough, impossible for solving a problem or filling a need? And yet, that's all it took for Jesus to boldly take the handful of food, bless it, and give it to those around him. We don't know how it happened exactly. Some think that, seeing the boy's generosity, others reached into their pockets or purses and pulled out more bread, more fish, and suddenly everyone had something, and not just something, but enough. In fact, more than enough. In the end, there were 12 baskets of leftovers. 12 baskets. Can you imagine? The initial scarcity had been miraculously transformed into abundance. There was no way anyone in that crowd was going to go home hungry. With the compassion of Jesus embracing them, it was absolutely inevitable that all would be satiated. Yes, Jesus had a plan. He knew what he was going to do because his whole life consisted of generosity, compassion, and trust in his Abba's will. Once again, the impossible became inevitable.